Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you might be listening to this podcast, or if you're in Anchor, whenever you could be listening to this anyway. It's DJ Debonair, and coming up, we got a very special podcast. I'm going to have a friend, if I can get him on. If not, then it's just going to be me today, so I hope that you stay tuned as the DJ Debonair Show begins now.
Hey, bro.
Hey, there you are. So, how are you doing today?
Pretty awesome. It is good to be here on my bro DJ Debonair's podcast. It's been pretty awesome. Is Ashley here yet, or?
No, she's not here yet. I don't know if she will make it. I did text her the link.
Yeah, I saw her.
I don't know if she is going to make it because it is going to be closer to 2 o'clock. And I don't know what she's doing right now. But yeah, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's either way, it's good to be, you know, it's good to be here with some awesome fellow podcasters. It is definitely very awesome. So what's on tap for today, bro?
Well, you know what? I do have one news story to share as I was looking at WKDD.com. That's Akron's WKDD.com, and Ashley is now here.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
What's up?
What's up?
Nothing much.
The sky, the roof, and the heavens.
Hey. Well, I have iron windows in my studio, too, so
there you go, bro.
So,
yes,
yep, can't
taking
fool
it to
me.
Anchor, bros.
Yep. Can't taking fool old there. DJ Debonair here.
Yep.
But yes, as I was saying, I do have a news story that maybe the both of us can discuss.
So I don't... what's that?
Ashley, I don't know if you've seen this in the entertainment news column, but my idol is going to undergo kidney surgery. He's on
Mandy
biopsy.
Mandy's there, Stevie Wonder.
That would be Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
He is in dialysis, so that means he is going to be undergoing kidney surgery. He needs a kidney transplant.
Does he have a donor yet, or?
Not sure. I didn't really click on the story, but I saw the story.
You saw the headline?
Yeah, I saw the headline. It was up on, it should be on all the iHeartRadio websites, but the one I was looking at was WKDD. And, okay. And WKDD.com, which was closer to me, which is Akron. And I looked at that and I was like, so it's true. I had a friend that called me, Jenna Sefcik. She called me and she told me this news story and I didn't believe it one sec. She didn't believe it either. But then I look at it and it came out, looks like it was because it was on the website today. And I was like, okay, so it's true.
Mm-hmm.
So, one thing you think kidney surgery, you think he's going to die if he doesn't get this. And, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at this like, okay, Stevie Wonder, just like Michael Jackson, a legendary icon.
Uh-huh.
A legendary icon. I mean, Stevie Wonder, my favorite songs by him are As... Isn't She Lovely, Superstition.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yep.
I Wish.
And I Wish, that's a good one, too. Knocks Me Off My Feet is a definite favorite of mine as well. And if I could, I would. If I could cover that song, I would, but I would have to learn the lyrics. Speaking of working on songs, I'm actually working on lyrics to... Saturday Night Southern Summertime Party. I'm working on grabbing some lyrics for that.
I'm excited for that.
Oh, cool.
Yep. Right now it's in instrumental stages, but I'm working on grabbing lyrics for that. Alan Cox, who I listen to mostly on a daily basis sometimes, is wanting lyrics. I sent him the instrumental and he didn't like that at all. he couldn't even play it on the show. So, yeah, you know.
Does he listen to the podcast, or?
No, I haven't told him about the podcast. The problem with telling him about podcasts of this nature, especially if it's a random podcast, you're not sure that anybody's going to listen, like, you know?
You never know, bro.
It's like, I was having a conversation with someone today, and you never know who's listening.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's true. It's very true. And I mean, you know, I come start this podcast fresh off of an Indians win, 11-1 against the Reds, by the way. And
good for them.
Yep. So we're gonna go into the All-Star break, which I gotta go into the score app and follow the All-Star game, because I don't think I'm gonna look at that first half. Of course, I'm not going to look at the Home Run Derby because of Monday Night Raw. And I already know that I'm not going to look at the first half of that All-Star game because of SmackDown and Songland. So,
speaking of Songland, have you guys watched it?
I have not.
I have.
Hunter, you need to. It is like epicness.
Epicness.
Yes, it's a wonderful, and the podcast too, following it, oh, it's awesome.
So, I need to listen to the podcast, but I really like the show. Like, I think it's a great concept. So basically, it each week you have the same three producers, but mm-hmm. each week there's a different singer,
different artist, yeah,
that goes through and picks like different songwriters to work with.
Yeah.
And so like they each play a song and then they all go through their theme and then they come back and they're like, yeah, we want to work with you. And then most times they pick one person, but sometimes depending on the artist, they pick multiple songs. So it's
they have to pick three to work with and then they have to decide on the one. So
yeah.
I think there was like one instance though where they couldn't just pick one, so
I might have missed that. Listen, Aloe Blacks this past week, listen, I love that song. I love I'm Just Getting Started. That is a wonderful song. Those on Anchor, I will find that song and I will clip that. I will give you guys a 30-second clip of that. But yeah, that's a great song. And, I mean, you know?
Most definitely. Yeah, I do gotta see this. What channel is it on?
It's on,
NBC. NBC, yeah.
I wonder if it's Hulu on Tuesdays
at 10?
I think Hulu might have it.
10 Central or something like that?
10 Eastern.
10 Eastern, yeah.
Because 10 okay. Central would be 11 Eastern.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like 10 something.
Yeah, it's 10 Eastern. 10 Eastern, 10 Eastern and Pacific and Mountain. So, yeah.
I might catch it. I have, if I'll still be awake. I know Big Brother's on Tuesday, so if I'm back up here by the time that's done.
You yeah, can that's always, right. like, catch it on like Line or whatever too. You could always listen.
Yeah, don't you guys have CBS All Access?
Yes.
Yeah, you can catch it there.
Oh, it's on CBS as well. Oh, no.
No, it's on CBS.
I guess you guys were thinking Big Brother and I was jumping ahead of y'all.
Yeah. Wow. No, you'll see the show that aired at 8 on the app. So,
yeah. Yeah, that's cool though. Oh, yeah. Oh, does NBC have an app like that, or
NBC does have an app?
Yeah, NBC has an app, which is where I catch it. And then they also have Songland does have a podcast, which I haven't checked out yet. But that dives more deep into the show, and like
telling you all about the artist. The artist comes up first, just explaining their background, then the songwriter where that artist worked with will show up. So I'm liking it. It's a good concept. First of all, I watch it because, one, I am kind of a songwriter in training, really.
Kind of, what do you mean, bro? You're awesome at it. I've heard your stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of. What do you mean? You're a musician.
Okay. Well, hey, there's still some kinks. As far as Saturday Night Southern Summertime Party, there are some kinks I need to work at on lyrics, because I was listening at it myself.
Yeah, I mean, it takes progress and stuff, like everybody. Yeah. Ashley, I beat you to the motivational speech.
Oh, dang it.
I gotcha.
Yeah, so I'm working, like I said, I'm working on the song. Lyrically, it does look like it was coming together. I need to work on, I don't know if I'm going to rap or anything. But at this point, I just started working on the singing parts that I was doing. Because the beat is awesome. I couldn't refix the beat, because what happened when I reinstalled GarageBand, it optimized the song so far that I couldn't even work with redoing the beat. So I had to go in the files and put it into the sampler. That's how I did it, but yeah. So
sounds very mechanical yet very fun at the same time.
Yeah. And after that song, I think I'm gonna work on this one's not gonna have any this next song I'm gonna do is not gonna have any lyrics. So I will not send that one to Alan Cox. But it's gonna be a Mega Man 2 Main Menu remix.
Didn't you already do one?
No, I did not.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, it's different. It's different. That one I did off of DJ Pro. This one's going to be different. I want to lower the sample now. I want to slow down the sample a little bit so that I can fit it to a beat. So I already know what I want to do with that. I'm going to have to grab the song again and record it off of DJ and do it like that. But yeah, you know.
Yeah, so you'll make it work. I know you got this.
Yep, I'll make it work. Screen recording doesn't sometimes it doesn't cooperate when you want it to, but seems to be doing that now. But yeah, you know.
Right.
So my songwriting skills. I mean, look at me, A Love for All Seasons, Benz.
Yes!
Alan Cox loves Benz.
And you wrote that, right?
Yes.
See?
I'm the only one that has ever thought of a unique way to rhyme jeans with beans. So.
You're not eating my beans!
Oh, yes. Oh, that was fun. I'm going to throw that song in again at the end of the podcast because it's a wonderful song, and A Love for All Seasons I don't have.
I like that one too. It went into my daily mix on New Year's Day, and that's where I add one song every day to a monster of a mix.
Yes. Yes, I love it. I love it. That's fun. Let's talk about Lil Nas X a little bit.
You mean the guy who's taking his horse to the old town road?
Yeah, while beating up that guy.
And going to the rodeo?
Yes, that guy. He's like super big right now. I think it's number one again this week.
Old Town Road?
Old Town Road has been number one for like ever.
Yeah, I keep seeing that on All Access when they email me, and it's like, wow. So, you know?
Because I listened to a podcast with one of the Cyruses, and they're like, oh, Old Town Road was number one again.
Yeah, I don't think his next song that he has out now, Panini, I don't think it's good. It's a good song. It's pretty catchy, but is it catchy enough? And I think that
I haven't heard it. So
I get it stuck in my head sometimes, so I am inclined to say yes. But
I don't know if it's gonna chart high enough in the number one status. And Airplay 40, you know, the UK, the Airplay 40 chart. I have yet to listen to that show, but because I missed it. I was doing other things. So I have to go to AirPlay 40's website to listen. I really don't think Panini is going to chart well. I really don't think it is, because look at what happened to Lizzo and Juice. It charted pretty high, but it only peaked as high as far as AirPlay 40 is concerned at number 12. That was it.
Well, it's going to chart. It's just a matter of where it falls.
Yeah, it's already there. Like, it's already on a lot of
But it fell off the U.S.-wise on the pop singles chart. It already fell off the chart. It's not even in the chart. It's not in the chart.
And that's just Billboard now. If you look at Apple Music somewhere,
it's somewhere on a chart somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. And those, right. You know, of course, since nothing is the same.
I haven't listened to Beats 1 in quite a while. At least I can still listen to Beats 1, even though my Apple Music subscription is about to expire in 2 days. But you know,
wait, do they stream on stuff like all the like TuneIn and stuff?
Beats 1 is exclusive to Apple anyway.
Oh.
It's exclusive to Apple only anyway. So I don't think Apple would allow Beats 1 to go on TuneIn or iTunes. I don't think they would. But, you know.
Yeah, because they're so exclusive with a lot of stuff. But
because it's Apple.
Yeah.
Duh. There's commercials, but it's Apple stuff. But technically, there's no commercials on that station. So, you know, it's music all day.
All day,
and
every day.
Music and interviews all day. So, yeah.
Do they have DJs or is it just automation?
They got a few DJs and a few shows. I know that Monday through Thursday, they do the All Request show from 7 to 9.
Oh,
yeah. And guess awesome. What this DJ's name is?
What?
This DJ's name is Lala.
Lala.
Okay. Yep, she's out of Los Angeles, she's out of the studios in Los Angeles.
They should allow DJ Hunter, DJ Devonier, and Ashley B to co-host a show on there. If the Beats 1 peeps out there are listening, I'm pitching the idea to you.
There you go.
Yeah, see, now that would be cool. But the problem is, you know, with me, when I did FaceTime Lala. On Beach One, when I made a few requests too, I'm like, she says, "Oh, it makes it hard for me to see you." Yeah, you don't need to. I don't want to turn on the lights in here, so you know.
I'm not surprised she's using that though, because she wants to go all Apple with it, and that's.
Well, it does make sense. Okay, I get the whole iMessage thing. I did iMessage her audio with making requests one time. I haven't listened in a while because like I said, I've been doing stuff, and also the way my iPad is, it's not holding a charge. I still have to use my grandma's charger until I get one. But yeah, you know.
Are we on the charger right now? That way it doesn't crap out on us?
Speaking of charging, my phone isn't charging, guys.
That's yours isn't on the charger?
Yeah, it's on the charger, but
To try another one, that's what I meant, because I just had to switch rather recently. My dad has a spare one in the basement.
No, my phone is like over 2 years old, so
okay. Yeah, I think yours is
I think fine. The battery's starting
I think to yeah, it's starting to wear. Yours, you're over the 500 charge cycle limit.
That's this so. One this one's been, because I've had this one for it's gonna be 3 years on July 25th.
Yeah, you're gonna be due for one too.
Yeah,
but like, we all my four. Like, as soon as I got the 5C, it died.
Oh, dang.
It stopped working.
Wow. Yeah, this iPad, I believe, is way overdue. I had this 3 years. So I'm way over the charging limit there, too, on the 500 cycle.
Normally charges 500 times? That's...
Well, with the lithium batteries, and I've seen this for you tech geeks, with the lithium batteries, you can only have but so many charging cycles per device, I think it is. So, you know.
So they're just going to use different batteries then that don't limit you to
Here's the thing. When I called Apple Accessibility, they offered for me to do the repairs. But what happened was when we saw the cost, I said, I can't do it. One, I'm living with my grandparents. Two, we just can't do it. So,
quick thing, Darnell, is it gonna be a dilemma if I step into my parents' room and there's AC in there, because it's gonna be much cooler in there?
No, that's not a problem. And like I said, I have the windows open here, but I'm gonna close them tonight because we're going down to 64, and that's gonna be rather cold.
It sounds so, like this. Is this gonna be a thing?
No, that's not a problem.
All right.
That's not a problem. But yeah, weather-wise, today we're in the 80s. We're in the lower 80s, but we're going to go down to 64 tonight. So we're going to be pretty chilly tonight. So I will be closing the window tonight. But
Good idea, bro. Good idea.
So, yeah, because when I saw the weather forecast on Facebook for Highland Hills, I was like, yeah, we're going to be a little chilly tonight then.
Yeah. All right.
So, yeah.
Yo, did you... I don't know if anyone caught this, but your Facebook Live that you did a week ago when you had some firework activity going on outside of the house.
Yeah, I know Ashley. I know Ashley was doing stuff at 6 when I came in, so I know she missed it, but she probably saw the replay.
No, I haven't actually. What did I miss?
You couldn't see it because, you know, I couldn't put the iPad at the window, but we had a unexpected fireworks show, and I should have known that it was going to come anyway when I heard 24K magic outside while watching Pyramid. So I should have known something was going to happen. There was some kind of DJ out there, but I didn't know. But then when 9:45 showed up, that was what happened, and I was like, okay, I didn't see this coming, and I don't think the rest of my grandparents did either. So yeah, you know,
the rest of your grandparents. Well, I heard your grandma come in at one point in time.
Yeah, she had to grab her charger.
Wait, did you watch it, Hunter?
I was there almost the whole time. I was doing goofy commentary the whole time.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah.
Were you actually on the call or whatever?
No, I didn't. What? He didn't send a request. And even if he did, it was going to take me a while to get to it. Because
no, Facebook I wasn't.
Is weird.
I wasn't on it, but I was commenting like heck.
Oh, okay.
And Facebook. If okay, again, tech geeks. I don't know if you noticed this with VoiceOver now, but Facebook is kind of breaking accessibility posting now a little bit.
Yes, they are, and it's
Facebook's always breaking things.
Yeah. And then enough people get after them and they fix it, and then only to break another thing. And
yep. Yeah, I'm like, why? Because I couldn't even tag anyone now, barely. And I mean, you know.
Yeah, it was. All I can say is don't give up on them yet. They will fix it.
And then they'll break it, and then they'll fix it again. You know.
Yeah, that's just how they are.
Right. And I mean, you know, look at what happened. Look at what happened with the CBS World News Roundup podcast. Enough people got with the CBS radio news people on the reviews, and they have fixed whatever the problem was with World News Roundup and World News Roundup Late Edition. Because the podcasts weren't automatically downloading. This all got started close to the end of May. That problem got started close to the end of May. And we didn't know what happened. So, yeah, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm like, that was so weird. Well, I don't know what was going on with Apple Podcasts. So, they fixed it now. Now we can get our news of the day. So, yeah.
Yes, indeed. Unless you use other, like, podcast platforms, in which case it probably never would have.
Overcast, I used for a little while, but I didn't like it. Yeah, so
I'm a Spotify guy.
Me too.
You're not a guy.
No.
Not a guy, but still. Listen, I love Spotify podcasts too, but, you know, the Apple the native Apple Podcast app suits me just fine.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's
Yeah, it's not bad. Once you found out, you know, for you, once you found out how to fix the speed issue.
Yes, I did. Oh, yeah. Okay, so I couldn't figure out why every time I had audio going through Apple Podcasts, it was just, the speed was just super fast. And I didn't really know why, and then I just was poking around one day, and then I'm like, okay, there's a speed control thing. Thank you.
Yeah, that was what happened. I think you hit it by accident when looking through things. So,
I believe that.
That's probably
who knows.
Speaking of updates, let's talk about in September. I'm not sure if they're going to have another event come to it.
iOS 13.
I'm not sure if they're going to have another Apple event.
PSA, if you have 6S and under, you're going to need to upgrade if you want a higher iOS, if you want higher than this.
Yeah. So, as far as we know, as far as me goes, because I have an iPad, we are going to have our own generation now, the iPad OS. So
I'm nervous. Because
Wait. Generations of...
Okay, well, you know what I mean. I meant operating system. That's what I meant.
Yeah, it's a different iPad operating thing now. Like, they're changing it, and they're messing it up.
What?
Yes, iPad is going to have its own operating system. They're going to have iPad OS.
Oh, no.
I'm nervous.
I don't know how I feel about this.
I'm going to be curious here. I think most of the features are still going to be intact. As what iOS 13 is. Most of the, I think some of the features are still going to be intact. I think, if not all of them. But what my understanding was, Siri is going to be more human-like than ever.
Ah!
Okay, but who thought that this was a good idea?
I don't know. Blame Tim Cook. That's all I can say.
That just sounds, I don't know.
I'm a little curious too. If this iPad can make it, which I'm really hoping it does, I really want to see how this looks because the iPad Air 2 does support it. And
I wonder if my third gen will.
I think it will.
This was a complete impulse buy that put a dent in my bank.
Yeah, Hunter, that's a newer iPad. I think it's going to support it.
Yeah.
Well, what about that's iPad, but what about the phones and stuff?
Still iOS. You will still have iOS. You will still have iOS.
Nothing's 13. Changing there.
Nothing's going to change
update.
There except for the new. Yeah.
So they're just giving iPads a new OS of itself?
Yes.
Okay.
I wanted to, you know, I wanted to sign up and beta test that, but this is my only device, so I said I'm not going to do that. So, you know,
that would be, and how would you sign up for that anyway?
I don't know. You could...
There's a way. There's a way. I'm just not sure of what it is. I never asked it on the Apple board on LiveWire. I never really asked it because. One, like I said, this is my only device, so I had no interest, but yeah, you know.
Do you even have a LiveWire device right now? Because I think you said your flip phone crapped out on you.
I'm using Hangouts to call LiveWire. And Google Voice, yeah.
Duh, Hunter.
Yeah, it's okay, I forgot about Hangouts too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Google Voice. In most cases, I have used Google Voice for a lot of things, too.
I should get that.
You should, but signing up for a Google Voice number is going to be a pain in the neck.
How so? What is it? What's the process like? Oh, is there CAPTCHAs?
I'm not too sure about CAPTCHAs. All I'm saying is that in most cases, you have to have a computer to sign up, and also you have to have sighted assistance, I think, because I'm not sure that JAWS or NVDA can read some of that stuff. But yeah, you know.
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. Signing up for a Google Voice number. I had Dave McKee give me one. So that's why I was able to come up with one. Because everybody was talking about the whole Google Voice thing on another chat system that I was on, then came out, and then now I'm back on, called My Telespace.
You're back on that?
I was over there. Yep.
Okay, this seems to be how things work here on today's episode of the Random Podcast. I think it Ashley says it. What is going on right now?
It's called I don't know, telepathy? No, that's not the right word. I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. If anybody was to put the Random Podcast feed on Livewire, this podcast will not go up there because they have rules. My Telespace, okay, here's the thing. Between My Telespace and Livewire, you can't talk about either or chat system on either or system.
Oh, yeah, because it's competition, right? So that makes sense.
Yes. Yes, because we're talking about the two systems. Since Telespace was mentioned, this is not going to be on Livewire.
What are they gonna say next that I can't say Zcast on Anchor and vice versa?
I don't know about that. Like I said, I have not subscribed to Myra's. This is the problem too. And if any Anchor guys are listening, Sighted or whatnot, and I'm sure that a lot of Sighted listeners are gonna come, this is my rant. And I think they need to fix this. This is my rant. I can't even follow anybody else on Anchor now. I can't even follow Ashley.
Why?
On Anchor, I can't follow you because I can't find the button to do that.
That's why I was having a tough time trying to follow Joe yesterday, because he wanted to follow from me. And okay, how did you manage to do it to me then?
Yeah, because someone was able to follow me.
In the blind
community? Was there a voiceover user?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. What I've done.
That's the key. If they're voiceover user.
On the app? On the app or on the web?
Because I was
able
to do it
on the I was able to listen on the web, but I can't.
Like, and you're 100% sure there were a voiceover user?
Yes.
Maybe somebody needs to favorite me for me to
wait.
I can't find that button. Podcast got me first.
I can't find that button.
Hang on. I'm gonna check this out on my computer.
Yeah, because I can't find that button on the app. It's like they've completely changed things. So if anybody on the Anchor team is listening to this podcast, and or on Anchor if you're listening, I think that needs to be fixed. We can't find... You had it, and then you took it away for some strange reason. So, on the app side of things.
Yeah, it probably went away with an update unintentionally. So, I'll just piggyback off of what he said and have your peeps look at your programming. Your app.
Yeah, I mean, I like that you're focused on podcast. The whole station thing was a little awkward, but you know,
still the same idea. Because if you're listening to all these back to back,
right? I mean, because like I said, none of us can. You know, back when it was stations, we used to be able to echo other segments. I mean, those couldn't be included in podcasts, but that's okay.
Echo other segments.
Yeah, we used to be able to do that. Echoing means that you could share that segment that, you know, if it was a segment that you liked and you wanted other Anchor listeners to your station to listen to it, then that's how you do it.
Oh, from another person's show, you mean? Like,
yeah.
You did
like Maria Humphreys is a big fan of, has favorited me. She's done a few call-ins from, they're called voice messages now. They used to be called call-ins. But yeah, you know.
So I'm on more platforms now. That's cool.
Well, okay, what do you
I
want?
I think I am too.
So I'm on. Oh, I must be serious. So I still can't figure out the stupid Spotify or Apple Podcast issue.
Okay, it should have done that for you automatically, though. That's what gets me.
Yeah, but no, that. Hunter, it's because I think I did it manually. So now I'm trying to backpedal.
Yeah,
because
I had already had that. I already had that all set up, so everything was okay.
So now I'm trying to backpedal. And
yeah,
like,
she did it differently then, yeah.
Yeah, I did. So I'm on, let's see. So I'm on Breaker.
I'm on Breaker as well. Yeah, Google.
Pocket Casts.
Uh-huh.
Radio Public.
Yep.
Spotify, Instagram. Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, you said it. Oh, it is on Spotify.
But people can't listen because I fucked it up. I messed it up somehow. So.
Oh yeah, because it brings me to your personal page.
That's what I put. But I don't think that was right. So now I don't know how to fix it.
I don't know.
Ooh, I think your mother's home. that's what I thought. So yeah.
So that's what I was talking about.
And my dogs agree with you. They wanted to make an appearance on here, apparently.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know how it works doing it manual like that though.
Yeah, well,
Yeah, I had manually set that up too.
I want a backtrack, so it was already set up.
But yeah, all the other stuff came automatic. Spotify. I wonder if mine's also going to have the same problem. I haven't checked it out over on Spotify yet. Apple Podcasts is fine. But, you know.
Uh-huh. And I guess they're always adding more, too.
Yeah, they are.
Yes.
Well, cause,
we might be on Stitcher eventually. Because
I know for, like, Anchor. Anchor is a huge platform by a lot of people.
It is. Yep. It is, and
hi, best mom ever.
This podcast, while iHeart has a huge number of podcasts, this one will not go on iHeart.
Think it's different things. I think they have to. They accept theirs. I don't think it's open source like the others are.
Right.
But with iHeart, they're a major company, and so you have to have a following and stuff.
Yeah, and why is my ear doing this? Oh, my ear is doing weird things. But anyway.
That's a personal problem.
Yeah, you got right. Personal issues.
I don't know, maybe I have had some allergies for a while, so maybe it's a weird sinus issue. Anyway, how's everybody's weather? Like I said, this weather has been pretty decent. Besides,
I haven't been outside yet today.
Yeah, I haven't been outside. I'm about to take you guys outside.
Wow.
Oh,
because I need to get out of this house.
Right.
Meow. Yeah. I just hope it doesn't drop you on the thingy.
I don't think it's going to. She's still in
Alexa,
the Wi-Fi.
Alexa, what time is it? Alexa, thank you.
Oh, it's 5:30. Wow.
You have a half hour till your dinner, and mine just got here.
What are you eating for dinner?
I asked Mom if she could bring me back bacon chicken ranch pizza from Main Street Market.
Ooh.
Dang on it. You know, I need to start still. I've talked about the app News On. Not sure that Ashley has listened to my latest podcasts, but
no.
Okay. I don't think Hunter, you have either, but I have told you about the app.
I was gonna say yeah. You gave me yeah.
So Ashley, what News On is an app where you can listen to news. News broadcasts from all over the country, all over this country. I don't know about Canada, but it says it's all across this country. So I don't think they're going to add Canada, but and I'm going to say this: don't add Canada because their weather forecast. I don't think I can. I can't convert Fahrenheit to Celsius.
I'll be back, guys.
Okay.
If I don't make it back by the time the show ends, so I don't know, because I have three Big Brother episodes to catch up on with my folks since I was at my grandma's house. So if I come back after supper, awesome. If I don't, remember that those who data fail greatly can achieve greatly. I'm DJ Hunter, and peace.
All right. So, as I was saying, Ashley, what News On is lets you listen to news broadcasts from all across the country, and more state and more TV stations are getting added. Right now, they only have a small few. I'm assuming that the San Francisco and San Jose and Sacramento stations are there, but I am not sure. I know that there's only two here from Cleveland, and that's Channel 3 and Channel 19. But it's a great app. It's an awesome app. Some stations, like the Gannett stations and Cox stations, Jamie told me about Cox, let you listen to their commercials as they're being aired during the newscast.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, this is cool. I get to see what's going on in the area as far as the commercials are concerned. And, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, with us, if you choose WKYC, if you listen to if you ever watch the WKYC newscast, you'll be able to see what we're seeing as we watch WKYC's newscast. Okay. Of course, we'll be seeing it ahead of you, but yeah, you know. If you watch live, we'll be seeing it ahead of you because we're in the area. But it's awesome, and I did see your former neck of the woods. I saw what was it? Channel 4's. What was your? That's your NBC affiliate, I think it is.
Yes. What about it?
Your news is interesting. Your anchors are very interesting. Your weather guy is interesting. And I mean, you know, I only saw the 4 o'clock portion. I didn't see the others. But yeah, you know.
So what's interesting about them?
Just like us, we have an interesting following. Well, 19, okay. 19 has more of an interesting following than most of our Cleveland stations do. And I mean, you know. Channel 3 is good. Channel 5 is kind of great. Channel 8 is okay. Just 19 is better. Because the weather guy... I mean, the weather guy is just amazing. So, I mean, you know?
Uh-huh.
I just think that the weather guy is just more fun. Jeff Tanchek is amazing. Samantha Roberts. Jason Nicholas is my favorite. He used to be on Channel 5, actually.
Okay.
Which one, I didn't know that Jason used to be on Channel 5. So.
Well, you know now.
Well, yeah, I know it now because he said it when he was on Facebook Live. When he had a Facebook Live video doing the weather stuff. When I made a comment. In fact, I was one of his, I was one of his top fans.
Mm.
1 week. So I was like, wow. Didn't expect to be that far. But I was like, that's fun. But yeah, you're gonna I whenever you get the chance, check out the app News On, spelled as it is, all one word, NEWS capital NEWS capital ON, spelled as it sounds, and you'll be able to find it in the App Store. It's awesome.
Okay.
So, if ever you want to listen to any of our newscasts, and you can listen to previous newscasts too. So you can watch them live, or you can catch the previous one. And more than likely, when that one newscast ends, it will be there as a recent newscast. So yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if you missed it, you'll still be able to see it. So ours, of course, is WOYO, and if you do turn on location, you'll be able to see your closest live stations, even though they technically aren't live. And you can add stations if you want to watch them frequently. You can add stations to your favorites.
Oh, that's cool.
No account needed. So, yeah, you know.
And how did you find this?
There was a podcast I listened to called All Things Radio. It was actually demoed by Jeff Bennett in the coffee club on the Worldwide Legend. But Bill Sparks said they brought it to All Things Radio because they said it would be an interesting thing.
Yeah.
So while it looked interesting, it sounded interesting too. So I was like, I'm going to grab this app. I really want to do this. And it's accessible for voiceover users.
Oh, that's good.
There are a few glitches in there that I think they have to work out because Jamie saw some and Jeff Bennett saw some. I did not see the glitches that they were seeing. Haven't came across one yet. But yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it is an awesome app. So if any of you are listening, once again, News On, capital N-E-W-S, capital O-N, all one word. Search it in the App Store, and you can watch every newscast from across the country. I don't think they're going to do it around the world. I wouldn't want to look at any Spanish newscasts.
Why not?
One, I don't understand Spanish.
You could always learn.
Yeah, it'll take me a while to learn Spanish.
Well, how do you think it takes people a while to learn English?
Well, okay, for them and the Chinese community. I don't know, okay. I have asked Siri to do some translations, but the problem is just everything comes up so quickly. And my memory is awkward. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll have to see. But, excuse me. But, yeah, it's kind of weird. So anyway, how has the job skills been working for you?
Yeah. I'm still with my current job. Trying to look, actually, so I am working full time and doing another project. I'm working with an independent artist to help promote his music and stuff like that. I reached out to him about a week ago and he was like, I was like, hey, do you need help? And he was like, yeah. He's like, welcome to the team. And so I'm doing that remotely.
Okay.
So he has a single coming out, I think, in the next couple months or in August. And so right now we're building a list of publications and playlist curators and things like that to reach out to. And
so pretty soon he could be on Jared's spotlight.
If
it gets on CD Baby or Magnatune or but more than, most likely CD Baby probably. But you know.
If he's down for that. And then I had an idea of like having him collab with other artists and stuff that I've been reaching out to, so I've been pretty busy with that, but I'm pretty excited to see where this goes. And then I'm still looking for like other like jobs, and I think I want to go part time versus full time because I don't have a life. But I'm also waiting to see if I can switch positions, and if I can, It'll still be full time, but it'll just be a different role. So no, I have like irons in the fire right now, and I kind of want to quit, but I'm scared to. So,
a little encouragement. Don't quit.
That's what everyone says, but you get burned out by doing that.
Hang in there. Yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, you're like nobody's me, and I have to do what's best for myself.
Right.
And this isn't this.
Because I know that what I'm doing, I'm still trying to work on getting paratransit before I get started with anything else.
You should have had been paratransit already.
I know I should have had paratransit already. My grandma should have been and grabbed me an ID. The problem with grabbing an ID is because they can't take photocopy birth certificates. At least here they can't. So what they have to do is they have to go downtown and spend roughly about $30 to get me a new birth certificate.
Wait, did you lose yours?
Yeah, grandma can't find it.
Oh, that sucks.
I mean, I could, you know, I do still know my old ID number. I have a relative who worked, or I should say still works for RTA at the current time. And he knew all this stuff. So I was very lucky. He said if I knew my old ID number, which I do, I possibly could have wrote that down and we would have proceeded. But I'm not sure if anybody else has taken it. That's why I didn't think to put it down. So, you know.
Oh. I see.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if anybody else has taken it. Because if anybody else has taken it, then that means that I have to grab a new ID number when I do get it. And then memorize it.
Yeah.
So while I remember it, I keep trying to tell grandma, but we have other stuff that's like literally coming up now. And it's like, we don't know what the heck is going on. Like I said, first thing is my, well, not the first thing. Well, technically it is because, you know, like I said, I mentioned my iPad. The first thing is the charger because, like I said, I have to use my grandma's charger because both my device and her device is doing the same thing, not holding a charge. So, you know.
Right.
So it's become an emergency situation between the both of us.
I see.
So when she has to use her charger, I can't even barely do anything because by the time 80% hits, it's going to be down and it's going to shut down. So, you know.
Yeah, my battery dies pretty fast on my phone.
Yeah, same thing with my iPad. And it's going more up. The percentages, I think it might, depending on what I do, I think the next shutdown will be in the 90s. Well, that's not going to be very long at all. So, you know.
Wait, so your phone shuts down when it's 90%? What that?
Well, like I said, there's no energy going to where it should be, which is why, you know, because it's been 3 years, all that energy's got to go somewhere and it has nowhere to go to. And, you know.
Oh, yeah. Dang, that sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks.
So that's why I've been getting unexpected shutdowns. The Apple accessibility team and I, we diagnosed all of this, and that was what we said. So that was why we offered. The offer was to make these repairs to replace the battery, but I also did say that the iPad was also cracked as well, but that was going to be extra money that, one, we didn't have.
Well, you're almost better off just getting a new device over getting repairs on it.
Well, then she has to save up. Grandma has to save up. And we can't save up because we got a lot of bills and we got food to get.
Yeah.
And what just happened with Spectrum is happening again.
What happened now?
See, my cousin was messing with my grandma's TV. And so because my 8-year-old cousin was messing with my grandma's TV, now we have Spectrum TV Gold, and we are seeing channels that we're not normally seeing, and we cannot afford these.
No.
While I've enjoyed them, but we can't afford these. My initial thought was free preview, but it wasn't. So, you know, My initial thought was free preview. As soon as my cousin said, oh, we can get these channels now, I'm like, really? This must be a free preview. But then the bill came out this month and it showed Spectrum TV Gold. And grandma did not like that. She did not like that. And I agreed with her. So, you know, we can't do this. While I've enjoyed it, we can't keep doing this. And then one of my other cousins told my grandma that he did it again. And I saw it and I was like, yeah, it's true. He did do it again. Because I'm seeing those channels again. He cut it off. She took them off. But then they came back on. I said, I know I'm not hitting anything. The only button I'm hitting is that button on the front of the box to get the thing to come up. So, you know? So, I'm like, wow. That's, besides that, everything else is just going pretty decent. So, yeah, it looks like I'm going to end this for now because my dinner reminder is actually about to approach. Even though I do have Do Not Disturb turned on, but I will mark that reminder as completed using Siri. So, you know.
Oh, okay.
But I had Do Not Disturb turned on because there's a lot of sports action going on. And I will be following the All-Star game on the score. I put Yahoo Sports back too. Now that I'm actually able to see the schedule too on there a little easier. But yeah, you know. Score's great. It's awesome. Awesome at what it does. But I think Yahoo Sports has been pretty decent too. And I mean, you know?
Yeah.
So I got rid of Yahoo Sports because, you know, the whole landscape thing, I couldn't see the schedule. But they fixed all that. And now it's not in landscape anymore, which I thought that they would have at least kept that, but it's not. And now we can see the schedules. So, you know.
Oh, that's cool.
So, it's awesome. As I said before, the score is good, but the Yahoo Sports is pretty decent too.
So. Yeah, it's whatever your preference is.
Mm-hmm. But I will follow the All-Star. Oh my freaking Lord, the All-Star game on the score. When's the World Cup start again?
I have no idea. Haven't been
following. Or has it started already?
I think it's already started because I remember somebody talking about it.
Oh, it might have been. Yeah, it might have been a 3:00 start. Okay. So yeah, I can't wait to see how that score is going to end. I hope the U.S. gets it. I'm really rooting for them. If they get it, then I'm doing another podcast.
I don't know. I haven't been following it, so.
I've been following it on Yahoo Sports. I couldn't find a way to follow it on the score, but yeah. I've been trying to look for it over there on the score, and I can't find it, but that's okay. But for now, I am going to end this, and as promised for all of you, Ben's is coming up, And that's actually how this podcast is going to end. We're going to end with Ben's, my song Ben's. So, yeah.
All right.
So I will. Talk to you later.
Later.
I will talk to you later, Ashley. But yeah.
Later, podcast peeps.
See y'all.
Have you ever seen such a beautiful thing? That's something that makes you wanna sing. Good Lord, man, it's such a beautiful car. When you're riding it, I'm up to par. Your A, B, and C classes look so great. I'm riding this Benz with me and my date. Man, this car just looks so good. But I won't be driving it in the hood. That's why I say, oh, I wanna ride in a Mercedes Benz to the fun that'll never end. Do you wanna ride? 'Cause I wanna ride. Oh, I wanna ride in a Mercedes Benz to the fun that'll never end. You wanna ride? If I had the embrace too, yeah, I'd know what I have to do. They say a blind man shouldn't drive a car. If he does, he wouldn't go very far. So I say, oh, I wanna ride in a Mercedes Benz into the fun that'll never end. Do you wanna ride? 'Cause I wanna ride. Oh, I wanna ride in a Mercedes Benz into the fun that'll never end. Do you wanna ride? If I know what I want, you can't turn around. In my Mercedes Benz, you won't be bound. If you look at me, they're not wearing my jeans. But when you get my Mercedes Benz, you're not in my beans, yeah. Mercedes Benz to the fun that'll never end.